Every agency has its own culture, its own management approach, its own challenges. But chief human capital officers say agencies can find some common ground when it comes to mission. And that's where the most meaningful discussions on employee engagement can happen. The Partnership for Public Service this year grouped agencies into five mission areas and then compared employee engagement at agencies with closely related jobs to do. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Ask many federal employees what motivates them to come to work every day, and most say it's their agency's mission. So why do so many agencies often struggle to use their mission to keep their employees engaged? Some organizations are starting to ask that question, and they've come up with a few answers. Justin Johnson is the former executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. He's now a specialist consultant for Deloitte.
The places that are improving have figured out that it's the people that deliver the mission, and you focus on getting your people right, and the mission will get delivered enthusiastically and effectively and better.
The Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte focused once again on mission this year in its annual Best Places to Work rankings. They sorted agencies and subcomponents into five mission areas: law enforcement and border protection, public health, infrastructure, national security, and energy and environment. Many agencies saw a handful of components at the top of some of these lists and at the bottom. The Homeland Security Department is one of those agencies. For example, the Coast Guard and Citizen and Immigration Services hold the top two spots among 15 law enforcement agencies. But the Secret Service is dead last in that group. And DHS itself is ranked last among seven national security agencies. But DHS is seeing some progress now because it's focusing on its components. Clothilda Taylor is the Chief Learning and Engagement Officer for DHS.
TSA has been sending expert teams on site at high need airports to conduct focus groups and make recommendations and guide groups through implementations of identifying actions. So our FEVS rating in those targeted locations improved an average of 24% from 2015 to 2016. So don't believe everything you hear. There's definitely some goodness there. CBP also launched a formal mentoring program, which currently has 3,000 participants in there now. So that's also very promising as well. TSA also rolled out an academy at our federal law enforcement training center to provide consistent training to all their new hires, and the process of piloting a program for mid-level managers training in the academy as well. And lastly, CBP redesigned their first and second line supervisor training curriculum to enhance performance management, and they've already graduated over 116 people.
Taylor says it's obvious DHS has been in the news lately, and it'll continue to be this year. DHS hopes it can use this time to step up. It's something some agencies have done well with in the past, but others haven't. Here's Johnson.
At FDIC during the housing trouble, you know, it was their time, right? So they could either crash and burn, or they could really engage and step up, and it's their time. And so, you know, with a lot of the things that's happening, perhaps some of the DHS bureaus, you know, focuses on them. It's their time to shine.
Taylor says new DHS Secretary John Kelly has made it known that he's interested in the workforce. Leadership Committee has been important to other agencies, too. Patrick Conway is the acting administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid.
I think one is focus and elevating the function. So actually at the whole center level, Liz Handley's in the back. She wouldn't say this, so I will. We elevated the Office of Human Capital to report directly to the administrator. She is in charge of that effort, and it has made a big difference that it focused the organization that we care about human capital. It's part of the executive team. We care about training, retention, hiring, et cetera. So one is sort of clear focus that it matters. Two, we also identify a set of issues you want to improve on and how you're going to do that, and then help the employees get there. So, you know, we identified a series of three major issues that focused around coaching and mentoring. We've coached and mentored over 900 people. We heard from first-line managers that division director, and this is true most organizations, was the hardest possible job to manage that team of 10 or 20. So we invested a lot in managing at the frontline manager level because that's what actually matters to the day-to-day employee. You know, we deployed communications around administrative corners, thank yous. We did brown bags all over the agency. We all visited all 10 regions, so we actually met with all the staff in the regions. And then three, I think really focusing on a set of areas for which for us were a lot around coaching, mentoring, training, capability development that really engages employees deeply.
CMS also made the results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey public across the entire agency. And Conway says he's learned another lesson. Communication during the transition has been especially important. He says he spoke to 6,000 of the 6,500 CMS employees within 72 hours of the election to hear their thoughts. Like DHS, the Commerce Department has also seen highs and lows in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and Best Places to Work. Kevin Mahoney is the Chief Human Capital Officer for the department. He's all about finding small but continuous ways to improve.
I do my own analysis, and I have a, you know, sort of a line where I say anything below this is a problem. And I typically, out of 70-some-odd questions, wind up with 60 problems. Then what I do is I say, well, we can't hit all 60 of these things. So I reduce it down to a manageable number, and I present it to the employees and say, here's my assessment of what I think we should work on. Then I send them a survey, and it's an anonymous survey. They get to respond, and I get pretty nearly 100% participation. And I ask them to rank the things that they think are most important. And so I take that feedback, and out of that, I pick two or three things for us to focus on. And I found out that that's a more effective way of getting at what's of interest to the employees than me standing up and saying, well, you know, I have a little SES pin and I have a certificate up on the wall, so I'm smarter than all of you, and so you should listen to what I have to say. It's still, at the end of the day, it's just pure hard work.
The Economic Development Administration is a small agency within the Commerce Department. EDA used Mahoney's approach and rose from last among 300 subcomponents to 212th place in 2016.
They haven't really done anything, you know, earth-shattering, except they've sat down with their employees and they said, how do we fix this? And it's that conversation, I think, that's made them move up in the rankings.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.